Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. After winning just one state, Vermont, in yesterday's Super Tuesday contests, Nikki Haley is suspending her quest for the Republican presidential nomination.
I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
And while Haley did not endorse former President Trump, now that she has dropped out of the race, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has endorsed Mr. Trump. Donald Trump and Joe Biden swept Super Tuesday, each winning all but one of their races, setting the stage for a likely Biden-Trump rematch in November. While Mr. Trump failed to capture Vermont, President Biden lost in American Samoa. Also, a sizable chunk of Democrat voters, or roughly 20%, also cast uncommitted ballots in Michigan. Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff facing former baseball all-star Republican Steve Garvey in the race for the late Dianne Feinstein's U.S. Senate seat in California. When will the Federal Reserve start cutting interest rates, and by how much? We may soon have a clearer picture of that.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell is scheduled to appear before two congressional committees beginning today. Fed officials have projected that they'll cut the benchmark rate three times this year. Right now, it's at a 23-year high of about 5.4%, and the rate reduction would lead over time to lower rates for business loans, credit cards, and mortgages. In January, Fed policymakers said they wanted greater confidence that inflation was falling substantially back to their target of 2% before they would feel comfortable cutting rates. Donna Warner, Washington.
New York Mayor Eric Adams looking to boost the number of police officers in the city's subways to combat a surge in crime underground. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 181 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information. Information by dialing 800-727-9105. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-727-9105. 800-727-9105. 800-727-9105.
This Cam's Acute News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. The Oakland A's have released their latest vision for their Las Vegas ballpark. The 33,000-seat facility will feature a fixed roof with five overlapping layers that mimic traditional baseball pennants, with a wall behind the outfield housing the world's largest cable-knit glass window, which will face the Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard intersection with the Strip. Strip as the backdrop. A's owner John Fisher says they wanted a unique design that would fit in with the excitement that is the Las Vegas Strip. Plans also call for that facility to feature an 8,000-square-foot jumbotron, which would be the largest stadium screen in Major League Baseball. Current plans also include 2,500 parking spaces on the spot with a plaza leading up to the stadium. Now, with the Tropicana scheduled to close April 2nd to make way for that ballpark, if you want to be among the last guests to stay there at the Rat Pack era property, well, prepare to dig deep in your pocket. Room rates for the 66-year-old hotel casino are at a premium for its last 4 days. Beginning Thursday, March 28th, rates are $499 a night, not including taxes and resort fees, a 260% increase over its normal weekend rates. You'll believe it when you see it. Southwest Gas giving you a decrease in your gas bill beginning next month. The company has filed a quarterly rate adjustment that will decrease gas bills beginning in April. Here in Southern Nevada, overall gas rates should go down by about 10.5% This is actually the third straight quarter Southwest Gas has reduced its quarterly rates, which cover fuel purchase costs for the facility. The decrease comes on the heels of customer anger over their winter gas bills, where some customers saw their bills increase by 50% compared to the same time last year. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website, 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Looks like a minor accident on the way in from North Las Vegas. I-15 southbound Lake Mead Boulevard. It's out of the travel lanes on the left shoulder. Three cars there. 15 southbound near Lake Mead. And in the downtown Las Vegas area, still working one on 95 southbound after Eastern. Big delays on the east side coming up through the Boulder, the Charleston curve. The accident is 95 northbound after Boulder Highway. Still only one car at a time getting by. In Henderson, Eastern northbound still closed between Silverado Ranch and Serene. Overnight fatal accident still being investigated. Sunny and nice today with light winds up to 20 miles per hour, actually, and a chance of rain later on tonight. It's 52 degrees on the way to a high of 70 this afternoon. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foot.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shengang, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Our number three, live and local, the day after Super Tuesday. Coming up a little bit later on in the hour, you'll hear from Michael McDonald, the chair of the Nevada Republican Party. First, I want to welcome in an old friend. I always love having him on, Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group and also the former vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. Pat, first of all, congratulations on surviving Super Tuesday. Not much happened that surprised anybody. I got to tell you, I felt bad for the media. There were no major stories that came out of last night. None, zero, nada. Anything that surprised you about what happened on Super Tuesday?
Well, I will sit here and say that the election after last night is Donald Trump's to lose. He's definitely the favorite. I don't care what anybody has to say. And the Democrats better pray to God that another Athens, Georgia murder doesn't happen by an illegal immigrant between now and November. Because last night you saw the American people come out and barnstorm for Trump. Let's be honest. Nikki Haley won in Vermont specifically because it was an open primary. The reality is Donald Trump is the man. And when you look at the people on the left that are voting, that 10 or 12% that can't support Biden, that's unreal. And you look at the real people that are against democracy are the Democrats. They don't believe in allowing people to vote. They don't think the American people have the ability, the brain power to pick and choose the right candidate. They want to handpick it. And you look at Raskin and from Maryland, or where he's from, he can't stand Trump. He wants to try to overturn what the SCOTUS did earlier in the week. I mean, bottom line is the American people are speaking in big numbers. And the black community, Hispanic community, Asian community, women, they're all going to support Donald Trump. Trump's going to win by a landslide.
Wow, wow. Anything that surprised you yesterday?
No. The only thing I'd like to see, the only thing that surprised me is that there was no, she didn't come out last night and speak, but she did it this morning. I thought she gave a hell of a speech with Nikki Haley. I thought last night they were going to do something, but that was my only surprise. Otherwise, the outcome, everything was you know, foreseen. Anybody who has a pulse would know that was going to happen last night, and the numbers were overwhelming. I mean, my God, he won by 30 points in Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible. If you were to do a headline, it would be Trump wins big, Biden wins big. The stage is set for November 5th, the general election. How will this change things for Donald J. Trump? Does he need to, as Nikki Haley said in her statement earlier today, is he going to have to earn the support of Nikki Haley and others? Will he have to earn those votes?
The small percentage of Republicans that supported her, yeah, he does. And what I would probably do if I was an advisor, I would ask Mr. President, I think you need to do a speech, a short one, about basically congratulating Nikki Haley and fighting a good fight, and thanking her for proving that our democracy works and allows others to run, regardless if she could win or lose is irrelevant. She ran. She did her duty to try to win. And you know what? We tip our hat to her and thank her for her efforts. And you know, and I would say, anytime you want, you there's always a job for you here with me.
Wow, I like and I hope he doesn't use the word bird brain.
I agree. I mean, he's got to get away from that. I think he needs a little more humility. He needs to just stick. If he just stays on message, you know, border security, you know, economics, you know, the whole nine. I mean, it's a no brainer. I mean, the left, all they could do is say, "Oh, the economy is doing really well." Well, if you go get gas right now, tell me how well you're doing. If you go to get a loaf of bread, how well are you doing? Aches. I mean, it's unbelievable. And by the way, not only have the prices gone up, have you noticed that the amount of product that you get? I mean, talk about slack filled. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's quarter pound cheeseburgers look smaller to me.
$18. A Big Mac meal. $18.
I just absolutely love it. I got to ask you, because I know we've talked about this over the weeks. Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee, has said that after she will resign after Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday has come and gone, and we will have a resignation from Ronna McDaniel. Talk a little bit about her tenure as chair of the Republican National Committee. I know you've had interaction with her, with her staff. Talk a little bit about what this means.
Well, I mean, it's change. I mean, everything is changing. The fact that Mitch McConnell endorsed President Donald Trump today, you want to talk about change is coming? Now, I'm going with Michael McDonald. We'll be talking to him shortly. We're going down to Houston tomorrow morning for the transition. So we will be there. And Whatley, in fact, it's interesting, the person who's going to be the heir apparent, Michael Whatley, we had dinner with Michael and myself, Dave Bossie. We were all together when they had the meeting here about 2 months ago or 6 weeks ago.
What will change about what we see from the RNC under a new leadership?
Well, I think you're going to see more turning point engaged in part of the party, and I think that's more younger blood coming into the party, which is a good thing. I think you might start seeing more people, more money come in, because maybe it'll be spent more with more intelligence than, you know, $40,000 a month salary and clothes allowances, you know, separate housing. I mean, there's a lot of money being wasted in politics. As you've heard me say before, the consultants are the biggest problem in American politics. They really are. They get paid. The people get screwed. We have to turn this around. And I think Mike Whatley and company, the benchmark is really low for them to just step over and make improvements. And I think that's what's going to happen. I mean, we have the convention in Milwaukee, which I'm hoping to be there with Michael as well. I mean, we have a lot going on in a lot of positive manners. And I think it's time for the Republicans and the American people Trump said it last night. We as American people have to come together. We need to unify the United States of America. And I think Donald Trump can do that. I don't think Joe Biden and the left can. They're too far left. And they've gotten crazy. It's time for the American people to be, you could be a moderate, to try to work together and bring things together and make it work for everybody. It's what's got to be done. I mean, we all, you know, if the Democrats want to run on abortion, abortion is not an economic problem any longer. The border is. That border impacts every aspect of American life right now. And Donald Trump can make a difference. So I think what Mike Watley is going to do and the RNC is going to do is they're going to come together, and now maybe the 168 will be unanimous, one-sided for Donald Trump, and maybe we can get Republicans elected nationwide. You know, even if some of these Republicans are in fact RINO, that doesn't mean they're not Republican. They're just they have a little more. They're more of a centrist. That's not a bad thing, especially when it comes to the general election. We in Nevada have to get out to vote. Period. What's it? June 11th, we have the primaries, and then November 5th, we have to make it work. We have to stand up and fight. If we don't, we're going to get more of what we've been going through the last 3 years.
Okay, everybody, now that we know the race is over in the Republican Party, we know that it's going to be Donald J. Trump that ends up running for president. The big question now is who is going to run for vice president? You have any feel for it?
You know, I'll tell you, it was funny. I just had this conversation with my associate earlier. I like Byron Donald because I think he's powerful, but if he really wanted to pull a rabbit out of his hat, I like the lieutenant governor from Virginia. That black woman, I don't know her name, would be a pisser. She's tough. She's got military background. I think she's got all the piss and vinegar he needs to have a powerful White House. That would be me. Tim Scott, I don't think is going to get it. I think Byron Donald is strong. You heard other names like Huckabee, and you've heard about. I don't think it's going to be Dr. Carson. I love Dr. Carson. I don't think he brings to the table the power that they're looking for. But I do believe that I think it'll be a woman, but it won't be Nikki Haley. And I just not really positive who the woman will be. And I don't think Christine Noem is the right person, in my opinion. Great gal, beautiful woman, but I wouldn't pick her. But I would definitely look at Virginia's lieutenant governor because I think she's great. What she did last week calling the guy who's the tranny and called her sir, I thought that was brilliant.
I want to ask you, a lot of people now are focusing on the Biden end of this ticket. Is it going to be Donald Trump against Joe Biden, or will it be somebody else? What do you think?
I think over the next 3 months, if things go worse, we're going to definitely see change in August. But the thing that's great about it is I think that right now the Democrats are in a bad position. It doesn't matter whether he runs or not. The longer they hold off on pulling somebody out of their hat, the worse off they're going to be. And the American people are starting to look at it and say, hey, wait a minute. Everybody, the Democrats want to fight for voting rights, but yet they don't want to let Kennedy become a candidate in the Democratic ticket. They want to hand pick. That's the reason why the Democrats are in trouble. The American people are waking up. And like I've always said, Kevin, don't mess with their money. So in the next 3 months, if things continue to progressively get worse, like, for example, in Georgia, if this case gets tossed, and they start to lose more and more ground, then I think it's evident that they're going to have to do something. And the only guy they have on their bench that could run for president is Beshear of Kentucky, because he's done a great job in Kentucky. Okay? He's reached across the aisle. Otherwise, they have nobody. And you know there's not going to be a debate, not one debate. Why would you put Biden on the stage for 90 minutes? Better yet, whoever the Republicans have for vice presidential nominee, could you imagine that person against Harris? Harris is horrible. She's got worse ratings than the president. You can't get any worse.
Do you think Biden will allow himself to be tossed overboard, or do you think that a bunch of Democrats will have to march up to the White House and say, Mr. President, you're going to have to step aside?
I want to ask you a question. I'm going to throw this question back at you.
Okay.
Do you really think that Joe Biden's calling the shots? You think he's the quarterback of the United States right now as president?
No.
Right.
No.
So the answer is, in the back room, they're thinking, what do we do? And now I'm going to tell you, if they would have left Donald Trump alone and walked away from all these legalese things that they were doing around the country, Donald Trump may not be as popular. They've made him more popular. You realize in New York that they changed the law, okay, with the statute of limitations so that woman could get awarded money, and now they reversed the law. You realize that's going to be appealed. How can he lose the appeal now based on that alone? You can't. What they've done is they've taken justice and thrown it out the window. Now the Democrats are in a real – they're backed into a corner. And the reality is, who is the real president of the United States? Who's the people – or who are the people that are calling the shots? They're all failing on every level, internationally and nationally. They have failed. This is the worst administration and the lies that they keep trying to sell. Well, Bidenomics was working. Where is it working? I mean, look across the board. Tell me what's more affordable today than it was 3-4 years ago. Tell me.
Good point.
One thing.
Good
That's
point.
That's the truth. And so when I listen to these other idiots, these so-called people on television and radio talk, and they talk like Joy Reid. I mean, how can you possibly say this is a black referendum by the Republicans? They're anti-black. When you have blacks that are supporting Trump. Byron Donald is a strong black young man. You really think he's just going to just get on board with Trump? He didn't believe what's going on? You think Tim Scott, a powerful senator, would just get on board with Trump for no other reason? These are black men. Tim Scott comes from a very, very meager background. He worked his ass off to get where he's at. Come on, man. I'm using Biden's come on, man. But the truth is, what is going on here? You have the black people that are not supporting Trump are the ones selling out their fellow black people in the United States. Look at Chicago. Look at New Orleans. Look at Missouri. What the problems that are mounting. Look at these people that they have elected. I'm talking black on black crime being perpetrated by elected black officials. Look what happened in Georgia. Fannie, she's got to go.
Yeah.
This is a shame.
Do me a favor, just for a couple of minutes. I want you to put your MultiCare group hat on because I talk to more and more people that say that healthcare today in America is not affordable. It is. It's breaking the bank for a lot of people. Can you talk a little bit about what you can do at the MultiCare group to help people with their healthcare coverage, which seems to change year by year?
Well, God willing, Trump gets elected, I could be on that committee and help fix that problem. But right now, the only chance that we have here in this, I just came back from Orlando. I was with a think tank talking about healthcare. When you look at the cost of healthcare throughout the country, it's time for us to get together and figure out ways. Well, as the MultiCare group, we have alternate means. There's other places. There are other ways to get your rates down. The unfortunate part, individual marketplace is closed unless you have a qualifying life event, so it's hard. But if you're a business owner, you need to look at group benefits. There's many alternatives, and you could actually benefit yourself by doing this because it's a tax savings for you. It's a better way to retain quality help, and right now that's the number one problem that I'm talking to business owners about. They can't find quality help. A lot of people are just too damn lazy. But if you put together a benefit package where you can tie these good people to your company, it's intelligent. Give me a call at 702-286-1014. That's the key to success right now, is to get quality employees. And the only way to retain quality employees is to offer benefits.
Wow.
Obviously, you're facing other burdens, you know, expenses and cost of goods. But you need, in order to get the best, you have to offer some of the best.
Hey, Pat, we are running way short on time. Thank you so much, my friend. It's always good to visit with you. And by the way, when you see Michael McDonald later today, wish him happy birthday, would you please?
Yeah, I know. Today's the big day.
Hey, thank you, man.
Take care.
I appreciate it. Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group and the former vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Sinatra and Streisand together at the Aliante. That's right. Two musical icons, Frank Sinatra and Barbra Streisand, come to the Aliante Hotel and Casino for two nights, March 22nd and 23rd. It's my buddy Robbie Howard and his friend Sharon Owens, two of the top tribute artists in the world, coming together with award-winning music and hilarious banter. They are so funny together. Advanced tickets are on sale right now through Ticketmaster. That's March 22nd and 23rd at the Aliante. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party. What did he make of Super Tuesday? That's all next on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Vegas Golden Knights need the extra day's rest after a five-game road trip that saw them win just one game. They'll